Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode 43, which is an uber special edition because we don't have any show notes.
The show notes are blank. We only have one piece of extortionately great piece of news coming to you today. Paul has upgraded his computer. Da 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 da
da da da da da. Yeah, man, it is upgraded. And it scores 5.3.
On the Vista scale.
On the Windows Experience. Was it Windows Experience Index or something? Classic.
You can't even remember what it's called. Here we go.
Windows Experience Index, base score of 5.3.
Which, for those who haven't been listening to Paul ranting on about the great new operating system for Windows, which everyone must own next year, Windows Vista will score your setup. Now Paul's, well, were you, before it was a 4?
Yeah, 4. CPU scored a 4.
So now he's up to 4.3.
5.3,
sorry.
Yeah, man.
Because you got a Intel Duo now.
Core 2 Duo E6600.
Ooh. You can just near enough taste the Duo in it. But
it's still not fast enough, man. Oblivion doesn't run at 1,000 frames per second yet.
Soon.
But it's all maxed out at 1920 by 1200.
And it's working lovely.
Cool. Apart from when the horse starts chasing me.
The horse is chasing you. Nee.
Yeah, woo.
Woo indeed.
I don't think we had any letters this week.
No, everyone's been quiet. I bet everyone's computer's broken.
Probably.
I hope so. We're going to come round and...
Ooh, emails. They might be sent now.
Oh, we're getting emails. Hello?
Ooh. What have we got? Wow, we can have some weird stuff.
In Japanese.
Ooh, my inheritance. DVD rentals, yeah, wow. Okay, what a bunch of crap.
You don't get some crap spam. That's the problem with owning your own websites. It's like, ooh, he's got to do... Yeah, let's shove loads of crap in his direction.
Well, before I had the website, so I'd routinely get 300 to 400 spams per day.
Ouch.
But I've got things to deal with it, which is why none of those went in my inbox.
I know.
Because my computer is clever. It puts that 2.4 gigahertz of dual processor action to use. It says, hang on. Is this a spam? And then it takes 10 minutes and it works it out if it is or not.
Cool.
And it's 20% accurate.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Have you put that on... Is that on the GameCast website, that?
No, it's on the my blog though.
It's on...
Seabrew.
I know. If you go to Paul's blog, which you can find through links through GamerCast, or if you type in gamercast.net,
Paul, it's on the right-hand side of the page.
You will
the
find...
The link to my blog.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I keep going.
Blog.smurfs.net/Paul.
You go have a look. He has created a clock for Vista in the gadgets section.
Let me handle this.
Go for
I
it.
Created a Wii countdown gadget. It runs on the Windows Vista sidebar platform, which I'm sure if you Google, there are some hacks to get it to run on XP as well. And you can download that, and it sits on your screen somewhere, wherever you want, and counts down to Wii launch in Europe. If you don't want to change it to the US, just crack open the Wii.htm file inside it and change the date to whatever date you want.
At the moment, we are running on 60 days.
4 hours, 8 minutes, 36 seconds.
Oh yeah, till we get the Wii. Ooh,
But our second piece of news is the Wii has been cancelled and is now April.
Excuse me while I go slit my throat.
It's just a console, man. And it's not a very good one because you know this gonna... How can you play a console where you have to move your arms around all the time? You're gonna be worn out after 10 minutes.
I know, I'm gonna be pumped. I'm gonna be buff by the end of it. By the time I get my 360 back, I'm
gonna
be buff.
You're gonna be dead.
Yeah, that too. I'm still sore from... Friday, I got bruises all over me from going to a gig. I got rammed up against the rail at the gig.
That was clever.
I was at the front and it hurt so much. But anyway,
yeah, this is Windows Vista Release Canada 2. The last
version.
Build people will get until it hits final.
Were you getting more builds between them?
No. So last build for us as well.
Last build for you, so.
And unless something bad happens.
So this is it. They're saying that this one is pretty much it.
Yeah, man, this one, you cannot break it. I went in, I deleted the Windows directory, And then this big smiley face came up on the screen and said, "No, you can't do that."
Cool.
It was like the Microsoft Bob smiley face.
Microsoft Bob!
Oh no!
I got something that you really like.
If I had a floppy drive, I'd install.
Going on some random thing, totally nothing to do with the show.
Whatever, we don't have any show notes, so.
Kept quiet from last week, so no one knew about it. It was my birthday last Wednesday, and the girlfriend got me the cool thing. She got me a Super Monkey.
Yeah, Catherine got me that. Microsoft Bob.
That's what reminded me, because I knew she got it for you for your birthday.
You cannot beat Bob.
Super Monkey.
Super Monkey, wow.
It's a monkey.
Isn't that like illegal, buying monkeys?
No, it's a toy. It's a fluffy toy, but it's got a cape around it and a thing.
Bob.
And it's got a pair of gloves with little pockets in. Now you put each pocket, you make a V with your fingers, and you put each pocket on your fingers. You grab his tail, and when you stretch his arm, they stretch like Mr. Stretcho, where he gets longer.
Stretch
and longer.
Armstrong.
Yeah, it's like Stretch Armstrong, but the material's the same what you get in those slingshots. So you can literally let go, and he shoots flying across the room. Now I did this, it was first thing in the morning, I've just gone over her house. Slingshot it straight across her bedroom, out into the hallway, and he hits splat against the wall. Unknown to me, there's a box inside with a sensor to know when it hits something, and the monkey just screamed the house down with its head, like you'd actually thrown a real monkey at a wall. Scared the shit out of me. I couldn't stop laughing, it was so funny. I'll have to bring it in.
It scared the shit out of me. I couldn't stop laughing. What's the problem with that statement?
Because I yelled, and then as soon as I realised what happened, I laughed. It was good. Enjoyed it. So yeah, get your super monkeys and your cow oops. I've got a little bit of news.
Ooh, I know what we can do. As we talk, we can put it in the show notes. That way, I'll have something to put on the blog. Paul's computer upgrade.
Yep.
Paul's Wii Countdown gadget. Adam's scary... monkey.
I got a scary monkey. Right. Blizzard have released the first pictures of...
Blizzard? These are the people who made that game.
Warcraft.
More importantly, the game called StarCraft. Oh, that isn't the StarCraft music.
No, that's me going...
Oh, what are you doing that for?
It's got nothing to do with StarCraft, I just felt the need to do it. Yeah, Blizzard have released pictures of the box art for the expansion pack of World of Warcraft.
Wow, box art, man. Headline news.
Well, they're coming, it's this close to being released now that you're actually seeing the box. As well as they've released that they're going to be having a special edition box. This will come with a normal game as usual, as well as it will come with a DVD with the making of the expansion, book artwork, a pet that you can only get with that box of code that you type in to get the pet, which is a younger version of the Drake Dragon that you would have got at level 70 on this new game, which is your new flying mount. As well as that, Upper Deck, which were the people that created the Marvel and DC Versus system, as well as the Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Are releasing a card system.
If we had a game where you could kill all those stupid Japanese stupid card games in the end.
Oh, it's not a Japanese company.
Well, whatever.
They made a deal with Blizzard to make a card game for WoW. This new... a limited edition box will come with a starter pack of the cards in there. One of the cool things that comes with the cards, if say for argument's sake you are a WoW player plus you like these sorts of card games, special cards will have scratch off surfaces on them. So some of the rare cards you can scratch it off, and what the card, say it's a piece of armor or something like that you've got for your character in the card game, you scratch it off, type in the code, and you will get like a piece of armor or clothing or whatever to actually have in the physical world of WoW. So there are both the
WoW
card
is in
game.
The physical world now?
Yes, didn't you know?
Man, that's uber.
That's where I got all these scars from, being hit by little orcs, swords. Most of my kids, so you can kick them at knee height. But anyway, yeah, so that's looking pretty good. If you go on to the official WoW website, it's on the headlining of the top news, so you can go have a look at that and look at the pictures. It looks quite nice. But fair enough, if you just want to play the game and you don't fuss through all the nickledy-pickledy DVDs and bits and bobs and you're a bit short for cash, you can always go buy the normal standard version, which pretty much looks like the same sort of box as the other one came in, so it'll stand nicely next to it. As well as that, while we're still on Massive Multiplayer Online news, City of Heroes have announced...
Oh man, not City of Heroes again.
The second half of their monthly rewards, which will include wings, samurai armor, there's one other one I can't remember, I only had a quick look at it, as well as the final one, which is for 24 months loyalty, you will get the ability to teleport from anywhere in City of Heroes back to your base, which can be quite useful considering that if you're quite a big superhero group, if you have enough gadgets in your base, you'll be able to get to wherever you want to get to from your base with your teleporters. So which means if you're on, say for example, say one side of the map and you want to get to the other after you finish a mission, instead of having to try and at least get back to civilization where there might be a portal back to your base, from wherever you are, even in the middle of a match, you can teleport. The teleport has been made exactly the same as the VIP Pocket D card that allows you to teleport to Pocket D area. It is made the same sort of time length as that for teleporting, which means you cannot do it in the middle of a battle. Well, you could do, but you would get your ass completely pwned before you could even teleport. So that's something to look forward to, but I doubt anyone's going to have that for a while because you have to have been playing for at least 24 months. Which is quite a long time.
For the win!
But yeah.
For that win.
Oh yeah.
Man, I've just kicked this computer's ass.
With chess. Things to look forward to. End of this month, round about the...
Brain 21st or
the 27th, the new expansion pack for Dawn of War will be being released. This one using the two new characters, the Tau and the Necrons. I've spoken about this before in previous episodes, so I'm not going to go into a large amount of detail.
Good.
Any more than what I said
last
time. By the
time I finish this game of chess, you have to stop talking about it.
Okay. Pretty much everything that I said last time is still the same as what I know about it now, so look forward to that by the end of this month. What else is coming out? Obviously, WoW Expansion Pack will be coming out into November some point. They're looking for around about the 11th onwards sort of area, maybe up to the 20th. As well as, unfortunately from the sounds of things, Neverwinter Nights 2 has been put back a little bit.
Surprise.
So we may have to wait just a little bit longer than that. But from the looks of things, even on Play.com, the limited edition good pack is being completely sold out. The pack that will be selling at game.net, or your local game stores, the Dark Book, looks like it's still in stock, so if you want the whole figure and all the extra parts, then head down to your local game. Maybe lucky and get it at GameStation. I don't know what deals they're doing. So
GameStation? Man, GameStation suck.
I know. They're... Sorry. You finished yet? Go on. Checkmaking.
One more move,
and he's checkmated.
Oh no, shit. Got a couple more moves.
He's chasing around a board like a little horse going, yeehaw, yeehaw. What else? Oh, some animation news. Comedy Central, company with Trey Park, who makes South Park, have made a special edition episode with Blizzard. They've made this episode with all the guys from South Park playing World of Warcraft Online. It's absolutely hilarious, this episode. I won't go into too much detail because I don't want to ruin it for you, but go online, you will
be able
to download
it. Look at my stats. 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Stupid Intel Core. Can't beat me anything.
It's absolutely hilarious. None of the WoW bits have been animated. They've actually all been using in-game graphics from WoW. But from the looks of things, because some of the things that have been happening and the fact
that... Ooh, you're talking about that weird thing now, aren't you? Okay, carry on.
Because there's no weird people running past going, look at me, or understanding what's going on, or coming up and saying, can I join your team, or anything like that. Looks like that they probably had a test server or something to be able to play the game to animate certain parts of it, but it's all been synced in.
Hey man, they didn't give us our own server.
I know, it's a disgrace. write an email to Blizzard and say we want our own little section where we can play WoW.
Writing email is what I'm good at.
And say that we want it so that we can do our own little animation for gamercast.net. Paul is writing, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why don't we have our own private server, you fucktard? You know, that email address probably is right.
It's at support@blizzard.com. Hang on, what's it? Let's try CEO@blizzard.com.
If you're going to at least send the email, make it nice, because they might actually give it to us. Hey, we just
they give us a server, you're right.
Or the ability to build our own one online.
Sent.
That's what we want. Play chess while Adam talks. And no, that's not show notes. Come on, at least put play.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're on about.
Right.
You're talking about some card game.
Rewrite it and say, playing chess and kicking computer's ass while Adam talks about. You've already wrote about the Blizzard stuff, so put while Adam was talking about South Park.
South Park.
Don't forget to put you beat
South
the
Park. Wow.
Edition.
Well, I don't need to probably beat the computer because everyone knows that I've never lost.
But you can tell that it's been completely done with
undefeatable, man.
Wow, because my girlfriend Laura showed me the website where they were talking about it and the fact that it's all official and everything. And you can also go onto the Blizzard website and they've got a whole news bit about it because they also show all the CEOs at Blizzard and they're all freaking out about this thing that I won't explain to it because I want you guys to watch it for yourself. It's absolutely hilarious.
Funny.
You haven't washed it yet.
Funny.
Paul's bedroom is still in construction. It is like a building site in here. You know, when you had that PlayStation 2, we've got so many power tools at our fingertips. But anyway.
Power tools? We've got a hammer.
What the hell is it, a red box?
Don't ask. It's my uranium rods for those friends of mine.
Friends, you call them. Fair enough. It's the last time I take them.
Who do you think paid for this computer, man?
Well, they could at least pay for the bar tab next time. Right. What's next? Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, Catherine went to that weird thing and the Borg Queen was there. So I just thought I'd mention that.
What weird thing?
Dude, why don't you read a blog?
I haven't had a chance.
No.
Today was the first time I've been on the internet in God knows how long.
In a day. She went to this, gathering. I don't know, that's a redeposit. I don't know.
Yeah, I got one of them.
Thank you for pre-ordering. What? We don't have any of those things. Yeah.
Is that a picture of her next to the... Go up to the top.
No, that's not her. That's what's her face.
The other one.
Yeah, the evil one.
She'll slap you for that.
Oh no, I'm so scared.
There is a Dalek and all sorts.
Yeah, this weird thing and the Borg Queen was there, so yeah. You can see that at catmoo.co.uk/blog.
I'll have a look at that because I liked her pictures from the last time she went.
Yeah, they're just taking like 6 years to load. Because she took too many.
Me and Laura are hopefully going to the Star Wars convention at...
Star Wars convention?
Earl's Court. Next year.
Which is Star Noobs. Dude, that's that scary dude.
Daredevil. See, look at that.
Battlestar Galactica.
She took that picture for you, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I've also got the new season sat on my hard drive waiting for me to watch.
Ooh.
And I'm not allowed to watch it yet.
Why not?
Because she hasn't downloaded it yet.
Oh, you're not allowed to watch it before her. So you'll start watching it when she sends you and goes, oh, Paul, you've got to start watching it. I'm halfway through. And you'll be like, no, damn you. Yeah, Laura's a bit buggered at the moment. She finished watching Dawson's Creek. And she's eBayed it now and she's got nothing to watch, so I lent her around the long way around. That thing where Ewan McGregor goes around the world on a motorbike.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's quite funny. Soon. Game's coming out. We've also got...
Ooh, game's coming out soon. Oh my god.
Battlefield 2142.
Yeah, that looks pretty crap. Actually, it's probably not going to be crap, but I'm annoyed at EA.
Yeah,
Battlefield 2021, 21 and 42.
That's coming up soon. I must be getting quite excited about that. You've got that. What else have we got that's coming up soon that's good? Oh. As well as Battlefield 2142. If you're not in the mood for a first-person shooter, but you want to get a bit of that futuristic...
Gears of War, man!
No, not that yet. Come on, hold your horses.
17th of November.
Hold your horses. I'm thinking further into the future. Further into the future. Big green crystals. Big ass green crystals.
Command and Conquer. Yawn, that's so 1995.
What about the new Command
and Conquer? The new one, oh my god.
Command and Conquer 3.
Oh!
Ow, my jaw hurts.
Yeah, man. And my system will be an opponent.
I pulled the muscle in my jaw. It still hurts. Yeah, but we're getting into...
Have we actually got any fucking stuff to talk about? Let's have a look on some websites.
Let's see what's out there. That's because you put four W's.
GameSpot.com,
where you can get your... Oh, shit, I've got some news.
What?
Some... has made...
Beep, 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 what the fuck is that?
I wanted to swear loudly, but I'm not going to. Has made a new website called... and they've called it GamerCast.
Yeah, where?
I googled our website, and they came up.
Speaking of Google, if you see what they've done to their fucking search engine, they've wrecked it. What it does, it puts all the shit on the side here.
GamerCast Network.
They're not competing with us, though, are they?
No, it's an American one, so Bobman won't like
it. It's not even a podcast, though, is it? It's like
no, not that one. That's the old one. It's the GamerCast. Yeah.
GamerCast Network is a community of independent video game podcasters. GamerTag Radio.
Yeah.
The lame name.
The good thing is there is no show that actually is called like us. It's just a website for podcasts.
So still, they're capitalising on our market presence.
I'm surprised you haven't asked us to join.
They will. When we threaten them with legal action. Because I spent 20p registering that name to the Paul Smith Committee of Name Registration.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. You go check out the website.
When the hell's Battlefield out? Oh my god, multiplayer demo?
Get the first demo.
Oh, I don't think it's out yet. They're just like advertising that it will be out soon.
Let's have a look. The first demo.
Stores October 18th. More importantly, October 13th is Flight Simulator 10.
Oh yeah.
Which I've now got the final build.
And
it rocks.
That's what I like to hear. What does it take to run?
Takes a minimum requirements or a system of 3.
And it says that the game is recommended a system of 5, but unfortunately you have a system of 5.3, which means you can either run it super uber or you can do something else while you're playing flying.
But it's hard to do to like lots of things at once, especially when your hands on a heavy jumbo or something, because you do need to be pressing the buttons on everything.
Or unless you're flying from one side of the world to the other and you're got it on autopilot.
Autopilot, that's for wimps.
Like people who fly real planes.
Well, preload the Battlefield blah 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 demo. Da 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 da. So, yeah, it's not. Just give me a fucking link. Don't go on about shit. So, fuck that, right?
Yeah, bollocks to it. But put demo after it, so it looks like we did have something really interesting to speak about.
Yeah, man.
There is a demo.
We found a demo, but we didn't know what's in it.
Yeah, go have a look, see what it's like. Oh, it's your pen. I thought you had like some small mouse and you were like, I'm gonna rip your tail off.
No, man. No. So what else is there then?
Everything's getting building up. It's kind of like the weatherman saying everything is, the moisture in the air is mixing with all of this thing and it's building up on the north coast and it's going to come and attack us.
Attack us?
It's
rude, man.
It's getting there, because there hasn't been much major amounts of releases at the moment, but everything is building up at this moment. We've just hit into October. It is the 8th. It is the 8th.
Hang on, we had a game come out on Friday. What was that game? We had a game come out. A game came out on Friday.
Go to your store and find out. Go in and point your finger at them and say, Gamercast told us a game came out. Now tell me now, because they don't know. Because Paul forgot.
And it's some really shit game.
Yeah, it's shit. Goodbye.
It's like a Disney film tie-in or something.
Oh, no. Oh, is it that Ant Bully? No, that's already out.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear they renamed Bully? They renamed it to some word name.
What, Ant Bully? Or that
Bully.
The Game Bully, where you're going in and you're...
That was renamed to something. What was that?
Yeah.
Bully renamed.
You don't want people advertising bullying and stuff.
Bully gets name changed, blah, 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 go away. From now on, the game will be known rather less catchily as Canis Canum Edit. Latin for dog eat dog. Canis Canum Edit. What? Edit? That isn't fucking Latin.
And they've also shown the picture of it. There it is. Canis Canum Edit. Bulworth Academy.
So yeah, obviously the press was too much for them and they had to wuss off.
Yeah.
So well, they're going to call Grand Theft Auto Blaming Cagabra Jubaba.
Take what is rightly yours. From the end of a gun.
Yeah, whatever. So what else is there then? Come on, man.
The new Pokemon Rescue is coming
out. Boring.
Yeah, don't buy it. It's an excuse to basically make you buy something to keep you occupied while they make you wait an extremely large amount of time.
I know. Let's look on Gamercast to see if there's any news.
I've been listening to the radio, actually.
No, there isn't any news on Gamercast. Yeah, you'd be listening to our funky radio thing.
Go and put the radio and see where we are. Come on.
.htm. Yeah, gamercast.net/radio.htm.
Because the Klingon War was still on.
Oh, Klingon plan.
Yeah.
What else are we talking about?
The trouble with Next Generation is there wasn't a major war on all the time. We always need a good war.
Because you can even not mention the Enterprise and stuff like that and have it turning up. You just never see Kirk or anything like that. They're just there.
Gee, look, this is what you've done to my ship again.
Yeah, you could have some guy go, bloody hell, this is the third time this week I've had to fix a flipping Enterprise.
This is weird. You're listening to our show, listening to at least episode 17, that was. Oh, that's quite funny. I like just going on because see where randomly it's got to on the repeat.
We'll get loads of people listening because I want to put my server under heavy load. Heavy load. So everyone who listens, gamercast.net/radio.htm, just leave it running all the time, even if you have the sound off, just to give my server something to do.
Mm. Give it a bit of a test run. Hoo-ah.
Because I'd love to develop some ASP.NET applications and put them on there, but I can't be bothered. Because ASP.NET is so much better than fucking PHP. You know, it's like 20 times faster, it's fucking rock solid secure. And it doesn't suck. It doesn't seem like this immature language thrown together by a bunch of 12-year-olds. That's my neat hacker skills coming now. ASP.NET for the win.
What else?
I wish I could convert all my stuff.
Ubisoft, that's it. Ubisoft have announced that they've finished tweaking with the sword system for Red Steel. And
Red Steel.
They've increased the amount
of... What idiot would paint steel red? That just looks really tacky.
There are more
dinosaurs in it now because it's crossed with Dino Hunter.
Movement actions to create different effects as before, because as stated, a lot of people misunderstood that wherever you put the sword, I mean your hand, the sword would go. Now there were only on the demos at E3 a set amount of different movers you could do with the remote.
Well, dude, you cannot have an unlimited number of things.
Yeah, because they all have to be animated, pre-loaded animations from the different movement actions.
Well, you wouldn't have to animate it.
But now they've said that they've managed to
we don't need animators anymore. We can get the computer to do the animation for us.
What, you mean like in Spore?
Yeah. Spore, the game that's
you know what they animated
never coming out.
I wouldn't be surprised. The only things they ever animated in that were the trees blowing in the wind. That's probably about it. And the tanks. That's about it, I would imagine. Everything else was all done by the computer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks...
I really want to play Black and White 2, but I know it sucks. Why the fuck did they screw that up?
Yeah, that was a long-awaited game. That's the worst thing is, it's when you know that the sequel is going to be so much better because the first one was so good.
The first one wasn't really good. The first one, good idea. Buggy as hell.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. That's my next point. Just the fact that it was a good game, but they could have done so much better. And you're like, well, they're going to get it better the second time. They got to. Instead, they make a game that's not buggy and it's just wrong.
I'd be happy if number two had a skirmish mode. Mm. So you could just play a skirmish game against the CPU. I'd be happy with just that.
Mm.
But the fact that it's like seven missions in WoW, boring.
Exactly.
So yeah, Lionhead. I hope Microsoft kick you in the ass.
Well, speaking of Lionhead, have you heard anything else more about...
Fable 2 is apparently coming out sometime in the future. That reminds me, Forza Motorsport 2 is put back till next year.
Ouch. Although it just
I didn't really expect it to come out this year anyway.
No, it just means it's going to be a lot sweeter.
Oh, PGR4 has been announced though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you showed me the video for it.
Oh yeah.
That was quite sweet. Fair enough, there was no in-game graphics, but it gave a sense. It showed
probably the same as number 3 if they're advertising it already.
As well as the fact that the showed their, I would imagine, what is their box art car as well.
Well, yeah, they always have a Ferrari, don't they? Yeah. Because Microsoft have the Ferrari license in your face, Sony.
Major Nelson has got. Cool! There's Lego stuff for.
Yeah, man, you're missing out. Oh, the stupid camera thing's been released as well.
Yeah, I noticed that on the net.
£35.
Is there anything else it connects with other than that poker game?
Yeah. They released a game on Marketplace for the other day, and it exclusively uses the camera. So I imagine it's like an iToy clone. But I've not downloaded it because I'm not paying £35 for a camera.
Yeah, has there been anything word about whether you could use any normal PC?
I don't know, I'll try plugging one in later.
See if it accepts it. I won't be surprised if some special driver it wants a hardware connection between that camera and the actual Xbox 360 and won't accept anything.
What the hell's the camera called? It's got a funny name, hasn't it? Xbox 360 Vision. Yeah, Vision Camera. I'll just put fucking camera.
Yeah, I remember the days when it first came out and we were talking about it. It's a good idea to actually, connect.
It's a good idea, but I'm not paying £35 for it.
Yeah, you it's got to be something that works for you whether or not you want it or not. There's no point going
especially
out
there considering all I play is Doom on there anyway.
Yeah. You know, if fair enough, you were unlike Paul where you didn't have a majorly Uber PC and you're
a
console person.
My PC is beyond Uber.
What would you call it?
Super Uber.
And one day maybe beyond Super Uber. Can't say that when you're drunk.
Beyond Super Uber.
Yeah, so if your Xbox 360 is the be-all and end-all of your life and not your PC, then obviously I would say it's probably a good thing to get because as well as the fact that they brought in the whole chat feature yet where you can see people on the cam.
Yeah, I think that's already been implemented.
I'm sure that had been implemented to a point before.
Why the fuck is my disk bringing down that much?
But
what the hell are you doing to my computer?
I ain't doing
anything. We're recording the show. That's why it's right to the disk, isn't it? Oh, hang on. That's the wrong bit rate. Well, shit, man. This isn't recording.
Don't say stuff like that. You'll have me worried. I'm not doing it again.
You know, well, this RC2 doesn't break.
Oh, yeah. What else has been going on in the world?
Oh, I want to make an official announcement as well.
Go for it.
Symantec and McAfee, both producers of the two major security tools for the PC, they suck. If you've got them on the PC, uninstall them and never buy them ever again. Thank you.
Okay. What else?
Yeah, let's put that on the blog. fucking spell it. You man, do you want a description of why?
Go on then.
Well, they suck.
Is that your description?
Well, yeah, they're taking Microsoft to court. Well, let's back up a bit. In Windows XP X64 edition, Microsoft have this thing called Patch Guard, which basically stops an application from getting into the kernel level. And once you're in a kernel, you can do anything you want, basically. You know, you can redirect calls from a driver to a sound card or a mouse. You could send video to a mouse. It wouldn't do a lot, but you could do it.
Yeah.
You can intercept calls from writing data to the drive and intercept all those. You can do anything. So Microsoft had said, yeah, we're not letting people get into the kernel anymore. They did that with X64 on Windows XP. They've done it with 32-bit and 64-bit Windows Vista. So nothing can get into the kernel at all. No viruses, no malware, no Sony rootkits. And that also means no fucking shit antivirus and crappy firewalls from a certain two big-name providers who write really shit software. You know how crap Norton is.
Mm.
Did I show you the performance tests they did on it? And it increased system boot time by 57%. That's just the boot time.
Well, I suppose that's the thing. They're basically saying, right,
you know,
you're supposed to be
AVG
here.
AVG and Avast don't need to get into the kernel, so why the fuck do they? Because they only get in the kernel and then fuck everything up. Take their protected recycle bin, for example. It was basically a recycle bin. You know when a system deletes a file for you?
Mm.
You can't. It doesn't go to the recycle bin. It just disappears. So,
yeah.
for example, I can't think of an example now. But you know when it happens. Oh, like if you copy and replace a file in another folder, the one in the original folder is gone because it's been replaced by the other one. The protected recycle bin from Norton would make a copy of it anyway. But the trouble was, when Windows or something applied any updates, it would fuck the whole system up. It would try and put system files into this protected recycle bin, and it would freak out. So that is an example of why people shouldn't be allowed in the kernel.
So in theory, if you're the operating system is saying, right, Mr. Norton, Mr. McCaffrey, we are not letting you into the kernel area. You've got to stay lower down.
Higher up. The kernel's the bottom.
Right, okay. You've got to stay higher up in the level. You're not allowed anywhere near the kernel. That means if the operating system is built like that, does that mean anybody who's trying to hack in can't get that far either? Because of the way that it works.
The system will just know. Nothing can get into the kernel apart from updates from the Microsoft Windows team alone. So even other developers in Microsoft do not have access.
So those
only Windows Core system developers.
Because they let people in before, they had to give them backdoors access to the kernel.
Well, not so much a backdoor. You could literally write over parts of the kernel and insert your own code into it.
Yeah, but I mean,
but the trouble with that is it resulted in system instability, which you've got code in the kernel which hasn't been properly tested. So Norton could put this code into your system. And we know how buggy Norton is, and it fucks the whole system up.
But because they're allowing them access into the kernel, it creates a backdoor for anyone else who wants to get in there and bug up your computer as well.
Yeah, if you want to write a virus which can get into the kernel and copy all your files, yeah, you could do that as well.
But now it's like trying to get in. It's like saying the kernel's in a complete steel cylindrical dome, and you can't get into it.
Exactly. Well, yes, Symantec and McAfee have both taken Microsoft to court in the EU over this. Anti-competitive behavior, they're forcing them out. They don't force them out. AVG, Avast, all those other free antivirus, they still work. Why? Because they don't have to go into the kernel.
But then that, I suppose, they
so they're
put in
bitching
their...
because they have to do a bit of work to get their programs
to
properly
work.
Compatible.
And I suppose the other thing
and
is...
And they've done the work anyway because they've got beta software out there, so they've already paid for the work, it's all done, and they're bitching anyway. Because another part of it is Microsoft are releasing one Windows Live OneCare, which is their own all-in-one security package, which works brilliantly well. It doesn't fucking... You don't have... Like, Norton has this fucking thing down here on the taskbar which says Norton, and it's ugly yellow, bright thing. And then it has this big toolbar thing in Internet Explorer saying, you are protected, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you've just taken up 30,000 pixels on my screen. Fuck off.
That's why I...
Like Defender, you don't see it. You only see it when something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, Defender doesn't even have an icon here. It's just a system service running.
That's why I won't buy anything like that.
So yeah, if you've got your PC at home, get that shit off of it. AVG
I can't
has
see
a free edition.
That,
Avast has a... They will win it because the fucking EU really didn't like Microsoft.
That's the point. It is absolutely stupid. It's not seeing the bigger picture. The bigger picture, why do we bother having this stuff? Because eventually people became so intelligent on how to use computers that they could get into anybody's computer and bugger it up. So these companies built this software to stop you breaking into your computer.
Microsoft have to keep their product secure. They keep the product secure by saying nobody is allowed in the kernel apart from the Windows Core Architecture team.
That means no one will get in there, i.e. your computer is now safe all the time. Why go that way?
Well, it's not safe all the time. If someone breaks into your house and takes a sledgehammer to it, it's going to break.
It's kind of like saying... A big pharmaceutical company takes the NHS to court because their drugs are no use anymore, or they've got to redesign them because they gave gene therapy to everybody and now no one gets the flu or something. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, you're taking them to court because you're losing
money.
Well,
for a fact, the NHS is state property, and so it should not be sued.
I know,
it should be off. It's like people suing a fucking hospital. Well, I don't want my fucking taxpayer money going to some idiot who had their finger chopped off by mistake. How's it my fault?
You see the point I'm trying to make, in the sense of, it's kind of like they're going to sue the company for stopping them making their product to keep people's computers safe. But in doing that and stopping people getting to the kernel, their computers are safe anyway.
Exactly, but you know, Norton, Symantec and McAfee don't see it that way.
It's stupid. At the end of the day,
it's the same as the real player thing. Everyone says, "Oh, Microsoft are bundling their media player with Windows." Windows has always come with a media player.
If it doesn't, it means you buy an operating system that requires you to have to try and find something to actually play any sort of video.
Because they always made it seem like Microsoft it's like the early days of Internet Explorer. Microsoft don't let you have another choice. You could fucking install another browser. You just double click on the executable and there it is.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you could install another video player. You could install another operating system.
If the European Union court, I'm a big pro European Union person, but this is totally out of line. So I am annoyed of all people that just bash EU relentlessly when they are doing a job stopping monopolies from turning into monopolies.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, stop Apple from doing it, and stop all the Linux distributions from doing it.
Apple comes with all their... They're pretty...
Apple come with enough software to force every Apple developer, every third-party Apple developer out of business.
Yeah, because the whole stuff, iTunes, iMovies,
I suck, I gay, I...
Mouse crash on a regular. Broke. I crash on a regular basis.
I crash. I lame.
I can't be
noob,
updated.
I fanboy. I zealot, etc.
I can't copy stuff with click and drag onto the operating
system.
But
what they don't seem to realise is, over time, operating systems will gather components. Back in the early days, an operating system didn't have a network stack. A network stack was something you had to buy on top to be able to use a network.
Now it comes with everything.
Let's unbundle that, because it forced all the network stack providers out of business.
Yeah,
let's unbundle that. Unbundle mouse support. We'll keep keyboard support because we do need a keyboard. Oh no, unless we just have a switchy light switch thing.
It's you know, stupid. It's wanting them to go back.
There is no logic to it whatsoever, especially because the people who bring it up aren't decent people who provide decent antivirus or decent media players. They're people who develop the shittest crap there is. And the EU should just look at that saying, hang on, your program is shit, fuck you.
You just made a valid point without noticing it. It's what you said there. It's the companies that bring it up. The companies are bothered because you're not buying their stuff. But are the people bothered? Are the people kind of like...
No, the people don't like that crap.
The people are kind of like...
There's a reason nobody uses RealPlayer. It's not because of Microsoft. It's because RealPlayer sucks.
I know, I try not to use it as much as possible.
I don't even have it installed. I don't fucking install QuickTime anymore either. QuickTime is fucking bollocks.
I hate it. It crashes to me.
Why the fuck does it start a program up with Windows?
Qttask.exe. Everything.
No.
Everything on the bloody
internet.
And
why did Apple try and force iTunes down to anyone who wants to install QuickTime? mean, there are alternatives now. There's real player alternative and QuickTime alternative, which I will use if I have to use, but even then I'm not happy. And they're just little programs made by some third party.
That's what they want to do.
What?
You
same
have,
as PDF. I'm so fucking fed up with Adobe and their bloatware.
Well, the only way...
Adobe suck. Right, that's it. Adobe suck. I use another PDF reader instead of Adobe Reader because it's so fucking bloated these days.
I have to use it at work.
You have to use it at work, Archie. That's another thing. Adobe took Microsoft to court because Microsoft wanted to put PDF support in Word in Office 2007. Adobe have always said PDF is an open format. Anyone can use it, free, blah, blah, blah.
But
yeah, Microsoft want to do it. Oh, can't do that.
No, they don't mind.
So then Microsoft had to do an out-of-court settlement with them. So now Microsoft only provide that support for a download from the Microsoft site, which is still free. They did manage to get that.
They said when I think what they're trying to say with that is when they say they want everyone to use it, they're saying, right, you have to pay for a writer, because that's what we have. We have Adobe Writer PDF at work, because we can actually write PDFs, because that's part of my job. But obviously Reader...
Because Microsoft have the XPS format now, which I will be using. I will never touch PDF again. I will use XPS from now on.
It's a good system. I'm not saying stay with PDF, but I mean the whole
PDF sucks.
I mean the whole concept of having sealed documents that you could, for downloading for net use is a good idea. And fair enough, they went the good way about it by saying the writer you got to pay for, the reader you don't have to. But
the reader
sucks. Fair enough. If they wanted to say right, the PDF,
yeah, it fucking installs the Yahoo toolbar or Google toolbar or something, which is buggy as hell.
But yeah, fair enough, if Microsoft want to build readers, I can't see any problem. Fair enough, writers, you know, it's their breadwinner.
OpenOffice, free software, has it built in. Dozens of other programs have PDF writing ability built in.
They just don't like to give away their baby, do they?
Adobe suck.
I was going to say something there, but I forgot what
and
I was.
And Photoshop is garbage.
Yes. You can go buy a Mac today.
No, I'm
one.
Not.
You, I'm just saying in general, not yourself. I know you wouldn't. You could go out and then you
hard
can be like
to buy today. It's like Sunday at 8:30.
I don't like this operating system, so go buy Windows.
Yeah, put Windows on it. Windows Vista does run on the Mac.
Fair enough.
Doesn't run very well because the Macintosh is shit.
But you see what I mean? You're running Windows operating system, right? Why the hell can we not have a QuickTime Windows Media Player? A Windows Media Player that will play QuickTime files and is not QuickTime. That's what I want. I want my Windows Media Player to play all the QuickTime stuff off the net, and I don't even have to have
Apple
QuickTime.
Don't license their technology, that's why.
Microsoft should use their very large crowbar and twist their arm really tightly because they own money.
But then you'd have the whole, you know, Macintosh legions, all 20 people, descend on Redmond and try and kill everyone.
Well, then you could say, well, look, it's just for our PC users. You keep using QuickTime because you've got the operating system. Let the Windows people use Windows.
Microsoft did the right thing. They dropped support for Windows Media Player on the Macintosh. And they said to someone, yeah, you can provide Windows Media support in another player. So here's the stuff to do it. Go do it.
Hmm.
And then it's built into that player.
Okay. Yeah, the companies are getting a little bit...
That's why we need a revolution, comrade. Sort this mess out.
Welcome to revolution at gamercast.net. Russian components. No, it's Russian components, American components, all made in Taiwan.
Nothing's made in Taiwan anymore. Taiwan sucks.
Yeah.
Fucking separatists. Right. So what else sucks?
Ooh, the suck list is back. What sucks in Paul's life?
Well, yeah, we've had Adobe Reader sucks.
Do you know when you put your head to the left a bit, that piece of wood there looks like a frame for hanging someone?
It is. It's a gallows. That's what we're building.
We're building a gallows in your wardrobe. From British Gas. It's a gas-powered gallows. A quick reaction and quick death to the next one.
Then incinerates the body. And then the ashes just fall through to bits on the floor.
That's what that little hole in the floor's for. Fair enough.
Right, so is there anything else to talk about?
No, that's pretty much it.
Is it?
Yeah. The industry's picking up a bit, but nothing majorly at the moment. Nothing's catching my eye.
Flight Simulator 10.
And by the end of October, we're
13th of October.
End of October, jumping into November, we're going to be overrun with new releases being
released.
Yeah,
man, we've got like 20 games coming out. All about crap. Oh, we had a really cool Xbox 360 game come out today. It's called Import Tuner. It's supposed to be...
Oh no, that racing car. Yeah, why?
It looks so crap.
Look, Need for Speed's gone under.
Need for Speed sucks.
And Juice didn't do very well. It's all chav sort of thing. It's just getting worse and worse.
Well, yeah, let's cash in on the chav market and let them think they can chav up their cars.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, Import Tuner, Xbox 360. Do not buy it. It is shit. And if you're a chav, buy it, because for God's sake, don't buy Need for Speed. Oh man, Need for Speed, cool, yeah.
Your flashy lights under the car.
What's the point of having lights under the car?
So you can see the floor.
Wow, man. Yeah, man. So yeah.
Fair enough, I must admit the footwells and my mini lights on.
What?
That's only because I like it.
Stop chavving your car up. Like I've chapped my computer.
Yeah, it's just the same.
Have you seen the size of my major heatsink in there?
My God. What sort of warp drive is that? It looks like... You know what you should have? You know FX lightsabers? You know the technology used for synchronous shooting LED lights where they fire one off after the other to make it look like it's going up? You should have that, you know, like in Star Trek, the warp drive, and it's got the lights go... You should have synchronous LEDs
That'd
in there.
That'd be a good idea, actually.
So it's actually pulsating from one side of the the back end of the thing to the front end. I think you could get them in strips. I'm sure you could get them off some sort of chavvy sort
That's
of.
That's actually a really
thing.
Good idea.
Then you get it into like a tube, plastic tube, and you could have it just pulsating across.
But yeah, listen to how quiet my computer is.
Jeez, that's a lot quieter. That is a lot quieter.
Loudest thing in it now is the hard drive.
See, that shows how quiet your computer is.
And
that's
a really
top,
quiet hard drive.
That's what I mean. You get a top quality hard drive and you can hear that over the computer. That shows that your computer is like...
That one's really quiet now as well. That was noisy because that had all my cheapo fans in it, so I put some decent fans in it.
Mine's loud, but fair enough.
And took out that stupid noisy Maxter drive, which really whines.
Fair enough, I have three fans in mine because there's one built to the graphics card, there's one built on the back to... extract all the air out, and then there's one on the...
Well, the heatsink on what I... I mean, that's a Radeon, you know, X1900, and that the heatsink is... You know, it's not a cheapo one, it's a big, heatsink.
Yeah, because it's the model up from mine, it's...
Model up, it's like three models up from yours.
There's nothing in between mine and yours.
Yeah.
Is there?
There's 1800.
Oh yeah, there's the 1800.
1850, I think.
Have I got the 16, or have I got the 18? I can't remember.
You got the 16.
Yeah, I can never remember.
No, I don't think they manufacture the 18 anymore.
No.
If there wasn't, I don't know. I don't know if I can keep all this.
But yeah, the problem with mine is because mine's in a cabinet, it echoes the sound at me, so I have to keep the door open to allow the sound come out of both ends. Otherwise, it's like a loudspeaker. It funnels all the noise out the ass end, hits the wall, and comes over. Doesn't bother me, but it's pounding right at the wall, right on the other side. If you had X-ray vision, you could look where the sound hits the wall. My dad's head on the other side. The only thing I'm grateful for is as soon as his head hits the pillow, he falls asleep anyway. But when he's trying to read his book, he can hear me playing City Heroes and just... He does...
Get a quiet computer.
Yeah.
That's why my heatsink is like this big.
What a room. I only got a small tower in comparison. You remember seeing my tower, didn't you? Tiny little thing. It's smaller than that.
It's still fitting there.
No, I'm not going to bother. My computer is... gone to its max now. It will live out its days as it is and finally die.
Whatever. Right, are we done?
Yeah, because I'll buy a new one.
Right, we didn't have any letters this week.
No, shame on you. I want to take everybody who listens to Gamercast, I want you to stretch out your left arm, place the upper part of your palm, back of your palm, so the back of your hand, up to the ceiling at least nipple height. Take your right hand and slap the other hand. Because you're bad, bad, bad man. Or women. We want letters. And I'm not going to say this again. I've had one rant in 1 year, and that's
on the plus side, our listenership is record highs.
Exactly.
It is growing.
You're listening.
We are not going stale.
You're just quiet. Come on, talk to us. We're not that scary. I'm not going to bite your head off. Well, I might do, but I'm convinced we've eaten.
Well, we've got the gallows here anyway. So.
Yeah, we've got the gallows. You can be hung right next to between the Morrowind and Oblivion
maps.
And our submarine map. Is it a submarine map?
Yeah, it's Silent Hunter 3. It's the main thing of interest is aircraft patrols.
That's the cool thing I liked about my new City of Hero games, where I got the Versus game. The map.
City of Hero!
The map's reversible. Because there's a map for the good side and a map for the bad side, but this one's reversible, and they've put loads of annotations on for all the updates. Like where PvP is now and stuff like that.
Cool.
Right.
Feedback at gamercast.net.
Mm-hmm.
Leave feedback on the blog at gamercast.net. Post on the forums at portalforums.net. If you post a load of crap, I'll ban you as well, because I'm really pissed off with the amount of noobs on there.
Noobs. We will send after you the mighty, the GamerCast beast itself.
The Noob Hunter.
The Noob Hunter. Awesome.
Yeah. I'll have to draw him. The Noob Hunter.
Do it. Oh my god, the Noob Hunter. We could put him on GamerCast t-shirts.
Yes. No, finally, I've come up with an idea for GamerCast t-shirts. Right, we're going to have the Noob Hunter. If anybody out there can draw, I want your ideas as well.
Catherine can draw.
Yeah, Catherine as well. We want the Noob Hunter. It has to be some sort of mythical beast, and it is the Noob Hunter. We want some idea.
Hang on, a beast? Does it have to be a beast? Can it be a dude?
Oh yeah, it could be a dude as well. You could have some sort of like guy with a bow or whatever, but we want the Noob Hunter. Yeah, you can tell her in more details later, but yeah, the Noob Hunter. The GamerCast Noob Hunter.
You can pre-order the t-shirts today for only £50. Bargain, especially wallet. Because the t-shirts are like made out of cloth.
Yeah, which you can't get these days. But yes, the
Noob Hunter.
Awesome. We actually thought of something cool.
Yeah.
Right, one last show note. Where's my cursor?
Right, so I'd say that was it.
Yep, we will be back next week.
Later.